What's up?
Bama.
I was going to say, oh, wow, okay. That's one way to open it up.
Bama. Alabama.
Oh, boy. Our Lord and great Savior, state. Nick Saban.
A great state of Alabama.
Oh, God. Oh, I was going to tell you, I got this new IPA that's fucking delicious, and I got it just because the name's absolutely stupid. It's called Elysian Space Dust.
Space Dust.
Like, if that isn't like code for y'all, we put some little something in here to make you feel good. I don't know what
either
is.
That or they're putting essential minerals from asteroid rocks in there. That too. That's what it could be. You know.
Yes.
Yeah, cleans out the system. Puts some minerals in your body.
Replace
along with them hops.
Space dust.
Just makes me think of gold dust.
Yeah, and like the picture on it's fucking weird too, because it's like a lesion, and I read that, and at first I'm like, oh, this is gonna be some fucking like, not Greek, the Roman warriors, bullshit. And I look, and it's just a hop blowing out some dust. Should go the other way, but he's blowing it out.
Who makes that? I think I've seen that before. I don't know if I've tried it, though.
I don't know. It's just called Elysian Space Dust. I think the company is Elysian.
Gotcha. I just already forgot what you said. The people who made it. I just was wondering again.
Yeah, it's just
I've forgotten like a two-second span.
Yeah. Elysian. Elysian. I pulled out of my koozie.
Are you holding it, a coaster in your hand, Nathan, so you don't get any condensation in your palm?
Yes, I'm doing it. I'm actually drinking and being my own fucking waiter at the same time. I put a towel over my left
wrist.
That'd
be a shitty split personality disorder. You get just like diagnosed with multiple personalities, and one is you're a rich asshole, and the other is you're a butler, so you can never... You're always trying to please the one guy, but he's an asshole.
Oh, I'm making him so happy. You fucking wrench.
Where's Jonathan?
God damn it, I ordered.
Half your face is actually shaved really well. It's shaved fine. You like part your hair. The other one, it's like parted and like down, like with a little flip, and you got a pencil mustache. So you like turn sideways to be each guy.
You just have, and you constantly have like a mirror on the left and right side of you, so you can just look over. But good,
exactly.
Sir.
In the one hand, you're always carrying a lit pipe. Because you're a gentleman, and the other hand, you're always carrying a silver serving tray.
It'd be complex.
Well, it's... Of course it's complex. He has multiple complexes. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba.
So, I got some good things for you before we get into anything.
All
right. We gotta talk about it. So, Coast Guard, pretty fucking important, right? Because, you know, if you get stranded... You might need some fucking help, you know.
Not important to me, man. I don't fuck with oceans.
Well,
oceans are a bad thing. You should stay away from them. We don't know enough about them. The ocean's a stranger, and I was taught to stay away from strangers.
Okay, well, it'd probably be a good thing to stay away from this person. Today, actually, U.S. Coast Guard in Juneau, Alaska, had to rescue a man that was stranded out in sea... On a homemade duct tape boat.
America.
Because that was a good fucking idea.
It's duct tape. Once again, just proving that duct tape can solve anything.
It really is. Yeah. The fact that he
fixed
got out to the ocean.
It's fixed marriages. It's built boats. It's housed currency.
How the fuck does
it
that...
It works on duct work.
How the fuck does that fix a marriage? You just tape them up so they can't leave? Till they get Stockholm syndrome, and then it's okay.
Okay, I want you to think about it this way, man. Well, let me learn you something here. Let's say you and the wife are having some trouble in the bedroom. So what? She's like, I want to spice things up. I need some kind of fantasy that needs to take place. She never says it, but she wants a rape fantasy. So what do? You duct tape her hands and feet together. Bam. Sex is immediately nice again, and for some reason you're still kind of freaked out by her, but it saves your marriage for a little bit. You buy some time until you can save up enough money for that therapy bill.
Well, sure.
Dude, that was... I should know I sounded insane there. That was literally all off the top of my head.
Yeah. All right.
That was a horrible stream of conscious.
Yeah, it really was. I mean,
dude, that is one form of porn I will never understand, is those people who always like, who like rape fantasy porn.
You know,
that's fucking weird. That is disturbing.
That is. But more disturbing are the people that want to watch the caught bullshit.
The caught?
Yeah, like they're, oh no, I'm cheating, and oh, I got caught.
Oh, there are people, I guess I've never seen any porn like that.
Oh yeah. I'm like, wait a second. Who wants that? All of
them. I don't know, man.
I don't know. It's, yeah, there's a bunch of weird fucking shit out there, man.
Fetishes are crazy, dude. It's weird what people get into.
It should be crazy. And so apparently, anybody up in New Jersey and lives near woods, fun fact, if you keep your fucking windows and shit open, you might get a bobcat in your house, which happened to a lady and her two kids. They ended up having to call from like the fucking bathroom because a bobcat was in their fucking house.
That doesn't surprise me. I'm not like surprised at all. Like that does, it seems like something that happens probably more often than you think, I bet.
Did you fucking giant murderous cats in your house?
Bobcats aren't that big.
I don't know. Are they like a dog? Size of a dog?
I don't remember. Or am I thinking of lynx? Maybe lynx. Lynx are definitely smaller cats.
Yeah.
But I think maybe bobcats are bigger.
It's a big old fucking cat.
I don't know. I just don't want it there. That's all I know.
Yeah. Agreed.
I don't see many positive situations coming out of having a bobcat in your house. One is maybe it likes you and it just decides to keep you as a pet. Two, it just brings you a dead animal and leaves it there. It's like the Santa Claus of hunting animals and just leaves you dinner sitting on the counter. Here's a dead deer.
Yeah. That's how it shows.
That's all I got.
You.
I can't think of a third.
Okay, that's okay. Well, hey, the third one, I'll move on to something even better. Let's go outside of the United States. Let's take a little, imagine if you will, trip to China. In China, in a miraculous turn of events, there was a fucking fire. No surprise, happens everywhere. However, in order to put out the fire, they had to rescue a lady who got her foot stuck in the toilet.
She must have been a big fan of cartoons, I'm guessing.
I'm guessing she didn't. Her way out. I'm just trying to think. Maybe she didn't have a plunger, really trying to force it down. Like, oh, God, I can't have debris on the floor. Let's just push this away.
Or she was like, I don't care if this burnt building's going down. I'm not letting anybody know I shat this like, shat in yeah. here. It must have been a horrible one.
Oh,
she was
God.
Like,
it had to be terrible.
This is one nobody can ever know about. Like, it was about as bad as having a dead body in your house. Like, she had to hide that one, really. She really did. She was willing to give up her life to hide that secret.
Apparently.
That's a hell of a turd.
Yeah, it really is. Like, if you gotta hide it that bad, that you're like, oh, fuck. Oh, there's a fire, too? Oh, God hates me. Like, everything's going to hell. And you can't let them know about your turd.
Shit is hitting the water.
Yeah. Let's see. It'll go down. So, up in Pennsylvania, oh God, Poconos or something. It's a fucking deer just ran through a paint store window and just bolted into the fucking paint store.
Were people in there?
Yeah, it was during hours.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's fucking weird. They just heard a loud crash. I was standing by the window to talking to a retail customer, and then there's fucking Bambi.
I would like a shade of your forest green.
Yeah, I'm really trying to like hide better, so can I buy a ghillie suit while I'm here?
I think it's because all the lead in the water, you know, they drinking that lead water, and then they found out that there's higher concentrations of lead in lead paint, so they're like, I'm addicted to that. I need that shit.
Yeah, maybe. It's just fucking.
No, everything. That was a really bad stretch of a joke.
Yeah.
No. Bad. Okay. Bad Wade.
Yeah. Then, oh man, I'm just globetrotting now. There's a chick over in India fell asleep outside because apparently that's what you do. All I know is here that usually if you fall asleep outside, you don't have a house. Usually.
Well,
usually.
People fall asleep outside all the time.
Well, like on your porch or something in a fucking hammock.
I mean, some people pass out in the yards.
From copious amounts of drink?
That's nature's bed.
God damn it. That's how the deer crashed through the window.
Yeah.
But, so she was passing out outside, wakes up, has a big old headache, has to go to the doctor, ends up being, yo, while you were napping, this spider done said, your ear hole is my new home.
Oh, god damn it.
Yeah.
I hate those stories. Even, like, that sounds awful.
Yeah.
Just having anything inside your ear canal. I remember I got, like, freaked out for a while about, like, when I lived in this basement in college about bugs and shit. So I would wear a stocking cap going to bed because I was worried about, like, box elder bugs crawling to my ears. So I'd wear a stocking cap to cover my ears while I slept.
Makes sense. Be hot as fuck, but makes sense.
Yeah, it's not too bad, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like, and then I'd make it like a, what do you call it, like one of those sleeping masks. I'd pull it down over my eyes. So I'd just be like, out.
I gotcha.
Dead to the world. Total blackness.
Yeah.
Didn't you have a wasp in your ear at one point?
No, it went behind my ear. It flew like behind it for where my, like behind my ear to in between like my scalp and my ear. And then when I tried to feed it, it like fucking stung me in the ear of all places.
Yeah. God damn, that had to hurt like a mo.
Yeah, it wasn't the best feeling in the world.
I remember I swallowed a wasp one time.
Delicious.
Jake left the lid off a Dr. Pepper bottle we were sharing at the pool, and a wasp got in there when I took a swig out of it. It was in my mouth and stung my tongue.
Nice.
Oh, it was awesome. Can't tell you how thrilled I was about that.
And then I got a superpower. What's always funny is if you leave a beer outside during the summer and then you come back and there's like a bee in there and you're like, damn, that's me if I was a bee.
It's me if I was a bee, man. Just stealing people's alcohol.
Just right up in there.
Saying, fuck that queen. Like, that's what it needs to happen is just like, like he just like flies back to the hive all like drunk and shit. And he's like, you know what? He just like goes on a bar rant. Just like, yo, fuck the queen.
Always telling me what to do.
Bitch. Making us do all the work. Like, no, let me finish, Frank.
Yo.
He needs to unite on this.
No, don't try and stop me. Quit trying to cut me off. That fucking thing just fucking sits in here and poops out fucking eggs. We got carried around. We get pollen. These fucks come spray us and kill all my brothers. And she just sits in here and does fucking jack shit. Let's go get more beer. There's beer sitting all over. These fuckers are hammering shit and drinking beer.
There's something about this day. In the middle, it's like, I think they call it the 4th of July. And there's tons of cans everywhere.
So what you do, guys, it's a covert operation. And, like, yeah, just wait till the big old booms go off in the sky. But don't worry, it's way the fuck off. It won't hit us. And then, like, you just sip in there, man. And that's okay. We'll get Teddy over there. Nobody likes him. He'll be our sacrifice. You go sting one person. You die, but it'll be for the glory of the hive.
Hive mindset.
Folks, show. And then the last thing I wanted to talk to you about. Let's go back to Canada, because Canada offered us some fun fucking weird bullshit from a murderous nurse. So, yo, we'll go on the opposite side. Happy times. People getting married, right? That's good. Happy times. Yeah. You want to go out and have a good old marriage thingamajigger. You're signing a life contract. Very poor decision in my opinion, but hey, that's you. That's okay. You wanna do like voluntary enslavement, cool. You jump over, but no, guess what? Mother Nature is even telling you no. Cause why?
a little fucking beaver decides, yo, you know, you guys are getting married, but you know what? Fuck this. I need this wood. I'm going to chomp down this fucking power line. And it takes down the fucking pole. Middle of their wedding, they just hear a loud crack. The fucking beaver chopped down the fucking power pole.
He had to be working on that for a long time. How fast can beavers chew through something? I have no idea.
Oh, fuck if I know. I mean, that has...
Like, because, like, I feel like that might have taken him a day or two in order to chomp through one of those thick wooden poles like that.
Yeah, I'm guessing. Like, it had to be a while, unless... He is tag-teaming it with this other person.
Maybe.
I think this
Do beavers
is,
work in teams?
I don't know. Sometimes. I've seen videos.
I didn't know if the beaver was a team player or not. They seem like they could be dickish and very standoffish.
Yeah.
Just get that vibe from them.
Okay, yeah.
I spent many hours around beavers, you know, so I know what they're kind of like.
Some of them spit at you.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, no, I died laughing when I first heard that because I'm just like, man, a fucking beaver. Mother Nature's just like, yo, you shouldn't be fucking doing this. Let me interrupt this life contract agreement. And then away it goes.
Eh, they probably still got married, though.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Did anybody die from, like, getting electrocuted or something?
No, this is just like it took down the power pole like 2 blocks away and it fell into like a field.
Oh, but so like it, so it shut off all the power at their wedding? Or
yeah,
something,
it just lights out at the wedding.
Oh.
No, that would have been nuts.
This isn't as cool as I thought.
No, yeah, all of a sudden it's just like, oh, the church erupted in flames and it burned half the congregation.
It's an omen.
You two should never be married.
All for you,
Damien. Yeah.
This is what you wanted. She starts like cutting her wrist on the altar.
What's that? And the nighttime is the right time? What? Yeah.
The rhythm of the night.
That's the fucking weird bullshit that happened. And then, yeah, there's just all. And the rest of the political bullshit, I don't even feel like. There's nothing even fun to get into to make fun of the fucking bullshit. Other than it seems like, just to make fun of it, fucking Trump's own blood is siding with the enemy against him, which I found funny as fuck. Because, like, the former FBI fucker, it was going on, and it sounds like Trump's kid is, like, backing what he said. Maybe in it unintentionally, but still.
I have no
funny.
Idea what you're talking about, so I'm lost as
oh,
fuck.
Oh, it was something about the FBI director with what he said. Trust me, I didn't
I
read
know.
Too much into it. I just thought it was hilarious to see a headline stating, Trump Jr. sides with such and such. I'm like, Jesus. It's turning into, like, okay, A, Trump's already a cartoon character, but what they're writing is legit shit that I think we would have enjoyed the storyline on if we were still watching Raw's War.
I swear to God, this is a way worse version of House of Cards in reality, just unfolding, but it's not entertaining, and it's very poorly written.
Yeah, it's like, oh, what if we have House of Cards, but everybody... is inept. Everybody.
Basically. It's like John Oliver calls it. He calls it stupid Watergate.
Yeah.
Because it has all the implications probably of Watergate, but everybody involved is stupid.
That makes sense. It really does.
It's fucking dumb. Man.
But, yeah, outside of all that, what's you been up to, man?
Well... I finished all of House of Cards. Speaking of House of Cards.
Nice.
Just finished season 5. It wrapped up pretty awesome. I'm excited now for the next season. I wasn't sure how they were going to, what direction they were going to take this season, but it was fucking crazy. It was a roller coaster, that was for sure. I know you haven't seen it yet, so I won't say much more than that. I hope you jump into that, man. That's a great show.
All right. Yeah, I need to.
Yeah, did some stand-up this week. That was good as always. Well, not always good, but, like, I enjoyed myself.
Gotcha.
So I went out. Yeah, so that was a good time. And
nailed
trying
it.
To prep up. Maybe might have a show coming up that I might do. So I'm trying to prep and get ready for that and come up with new stuff.
Aw. He's growing up.
Yeah. No, no growing up. Growing up, sir. Losers.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I'll never grow up. I got Peter Pan syndrome. I'm going to lead children to an island and steal their souls.
It's okay. They'll forget about it because they're being chased with a man with a hook.
I love the fact that, like, people, you know, associate Peter Pan syndrome. They call it that. But if you, like, read what the original book of Peter Pan and stuff, that book is fucked up.
Yeah, it is.
Because he's just luring children there to murder them so he can stay young. It's so creepy.
It's all fucking weird.
Also, the Peter Pan movie has a really racist song in it.
Does it? I don't fucking remember.
Takes the red man red?
Oh, okay. Yep, never mind. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. That's...
maybe. Possibly. Sometimes racist.
Well, it's okay, though. I mean, it's in a Disney film. It's cute little animation.
I don't know.
We'll just have
not all right with it.
Very strong overtones.
Heavy Christian overtones.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. So I was listening to a podcast this week, and I found something out that blew my mind that I never put together.
Fun Dip,
you know,
requires you to stick a stick of sugar into more sugar?
Yeah, well, I thought that was common knowledge.
Oh, I don't know. I'm just trying to think of things would blow your mind.
This is what blew my mind. That Apollo Creed from Rocky and Chubbs from Happy Gilmore are the same person.
You didn't know this?
I never put it together.
Oh, my God.
I'd never put it together. I was listening to a podcast, and they were talking about, why am I forgetting his name, the actor. God damn it, I can't remember his name. But, like, and they were talking about him and Rocky, and then someone brought up Happy Gilmore, and I went, what? And then I was just like, I looked up his IDMB? Is that how
IMDB.
I knew I wasn't getting those letters right.
International
I looked
Movie
that up,
Database.
And, I was just like, holy shit. They're the same person. Like, it fucking made my head, like, go through a loop.
Yeah, that dude taught me something, and it blew my mind what he taught me. A, he's in the Mustache Hall of Fame. B, there's a Mustache Hall of Fame.
Oh, wait a minute. There's really a Mustache Hall of Fame, and he's in it?
Yeah.
Is Burt Reynolds in there?
Mm-hmm.
Better be.
Oh, damn, that was pretty close to
man has a great mustache.
Yeah, I'm guessing that list is relatively short for people that.
Where is the Mustache Hall of Fame, and where can I go visit it?
I don't know. I don't think they'd have a physical place. Not unless they like stuff these people when they die. Just like, hey, we'll maintain this.
Just have magnificent headshots everywhere, and then like trimmings of said mustaches.
Trimmings. Hey, every time you like shave or take a little bit off, send it our way, so we can put those glorious curlies on there.
This is Lando Calrissian's mustache.
Just get it all. Fucking
these are
off.
Shavings from the set of Star Wars. Billy Dee Williams was furious when he caught us in his trailer stealing them.
He was furious when he woke up and noticed it was gone because we shaved the whole thing. Had to take
he came out yelling and screaming, but we calmed him down with a nice ice cold Colt 45.
And two zigzags. 'Cause baby, that's
no,
all we
do
need.
You remember that when Billy Dee Williams was doing Colt 45 commercials?
No.
I guess you wouldn't remember them, but have you ever seen those?
No.
They're fucking awesome. Billy Dee Williams is in a fucking Colt 45. It's so great. Those are amazing commercials.
Okay.
Back when men were men.
Manly men. The man in time.
When you come home and you better have a cold drink waiting for you and you can light up a cigarette in your house and blow it in your kids' faces and nobody gave a shit.
Jeez. Back when you could command your child to get you a beer and if you were feeling gracious, you'd give them a drink.
Take a sip. Put some hair on your chest.
Then grow up and be metrosexual.
Now go get out of the house and don't come back until it's bedtime. And if you don't come when I call you, you get the belt.
Oh, wow. That just, okay.
What? That's exactly how it went, man. That went down. According to every, like, 70s parenting, child parent dynamic I've ever seen, that's what it was like in the 70s.
Okay. I'm just seeing somebody like, and then next thing you know, it's like, yo, Billy, what happened? Oh, I didn't get my dad in my beer. His beer is tight. He puts like 13 cigarettes out on my arm, but it's okay. I got detention, so I don't have to go home yet.
I wasn't going like that. I was just saying like they make like threats. Like people, parents today don't like threaten their kids like that anymore. You know what I mean? Like, you don't start behaving, you know, I'll pull this car over. Like, I don't hear stories of parents saying stuff like that anymore.
No, because then they're just, what you hear stories of now is them being silent, and then they're like, yo, I need to go in this place. They shut the door, and they don't come back for 14 hours in 90-degree heat and just leave the kid in the car.
That's bad.
That's what happens today. It's silent. It's like disassociation. I'm just going to do that. That's a treatment today. Instead of, they took it next level. And it's like, okay, I'm going to make you play Hunger Games in this fucking car.
God, that's terrible. Aren't there like a bunch of cases of that every year that people like forget their children in their car?
Fuck yeah. That shit happens a lot.
Fuck it. It's disturbing.
Oh yeah. It's that and like what's the other one? Oh, it's like the dogs and shit. But apparently, if you see somebody in a fucking car, you have the right to like bust their fucking window.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah, if you see like a child in a car, like with all the windows up, yeah, you have the right to bust open that window to get the kid out.
But then you like shoot fucking glass at the child.
That's why you make sure, Nathan, there are multiple windows to hit out.
Oh, I guess, yeah, you probably could go to the front. I don't know why I'm just viewing the back window as the only way.
Hitting shards right into its baby's face.
Yeah, I'm just like seeing somebody like, yo, I gotta get this kid out. Boom! Oh, shit. Bad call. Don't eat that.
I didn't think
it'd
shatter like that.
Oh, my God, don't eat that. Call 911, I tried to save a life. I made it worse.
So much worse.
Well, I guess with those extra holes now, you can breathe easier.
Good God. I don't think that's how it works, Nathan.
Oh, no.
Actually, I'm 100% positive that's not how it works.
Oh, how to save a life.
How to save a life. What else did I do? Well, you came up. They hung out this weekend.
Yeah.
And we watched some fucking terrible movies. Like Three-Headed Shark Attack.
I don't know, by terrible you mean awesome.
That movie was fucking awful. I hated every minute of it.
It was amazing. And then they ran out of budget to figure out how to kill the shark, so they just magically make it cough its blood up.
And eat itself.
Yeah, I was just like, wait, what?
You know, actually this movie had me for the longest time, and it was doing right. What it did is it was really boring at first. Then it started spicing up really quick because they had introduced the shark really fast, which was probably a good move on their part. Not hiding behind any doors. And yes. Then I was about to like just completely write this movie off and be like, Nathan, turn this fucking thing off. All of a sudden, Rob Van Dam comes into the picture.
Fuck yeah.
And I was really happy about that for a little bit. And then I saw that they made Rob Van Dam wear socks with sandals.
Well,
that was the last straw.
There is that, and the fact that, wow, you know, for being in wrestling, you think you'd have some acting chops, but this guy was just like, and me and Wade were dying laughing because we're just all sitting there and going, he's done copious amounts of blow before this, because all his facial, like, everything going on, even the way he was talking, is just like, oh, yo, we probably shouldn't do this.
He was there strictly to get a paycheck.
Oh yeah, and so is so is fucking Danny Trejo. That motherfucker Machete came out and fucking pulled out a machete. It was amazing. Like I was like, oh,
yeah,
this is
and
a
he
like
cut a, off, he cut off one of the shark heads.
Yeah, it was a movie within a movie. Like we probably should have just watched like the 45 minutes that introduced him, and that movie would have been so much better.
Right.
Just still frame it when he's walking back before spoilers. The shark turns around and eats him.
And it turns out the shark's a fucking hydra.
Yeah. Just fucking, oh, I cut a head off. I'm going to grow more. But yeah, unlike normal hydra rules, fucking, instead, I cut off one head. Three more fucking start growing because fuck it.
And the shark was also fueled by garbage and waste.
Well, that makes sense because that movie was garbage. So it was fueled by the movie. That's why it got that extra head. It's like, oh man, this movie's such trash. I get three
heads. I hated them. Like, this was one of those classic movies, and I told you this at the end of it. Where I was like, this is one of those movies where I literally hate every person in this movie, and I hope it ends with them all dying.
And the shark living like a monstrous life until Godzilla catches it in the middle of the ocean and eats it.
And there's only two people I hated more than anybody, and of course, it's the two people who survive.
What? Oh God!
I hated those people.
The fucking Chris Brown's ex, Karrueche Chan, and then who
was that? Real? Oh, you weren't joking about that? That really was his ex?
Yeah, that's his ex. That's the girl he started.
I had no idea who that was.
Yeah, that's a girl he started dating right after he fucking showed Rihanna how hard his song hits.
Oh, that's unfortunate for her.
Right? That's okay. He
probably how she got that movie.
Yeah, he beat out
he
all
like,
the
no,
kinks.
No, baby, it's
so
a good idea.
He's good. Yeah.
You beat a three-headed shark. It's going to be a hit, babe.
Trust me, and I know about hits.
It's going to be a bigger hit than all my Grammys and shit I have up here. It'll be bigger than that. Shark-headed, three-headed shark, I'll even produce it. I got you.
I gotcha.
And then she walked out of the room. He's like, no fucking way I'm producing that shit.
And then that's what spawned These Hoes Ain't Loyal.
You can't listen to me. I was on coke when I said that.
Oh, dude, there's so much coke that had
you
to be done.
Never done. You should have never done this.
The only thing that made me proud is knowing that Rob Van Dam fucked at least 75% of that cast, and I'm pretty sure it was that one guy he saved repeatedly.
Yeah, exactly.
Like we were talking earlier about some weird duct tape rape. That I think that was happening.
I like how at one point, like when the ships, like they're on like a party boat, everybody, and this is when you meet Rob Van Dam and the three-headed shark's attacking this like party boat, and it's starting to like sink or whatever, and this dude falls in and goes into this cabin where it's like starting to sink, and Rob Van Dam's with the dude's girlfriend, and at first he's like, oh, we can't go, we can't. At first he's like, we can't save it, we gotta go. She's like, we have to. And he's like, oh, okay, I'll find, I'll do it. Like, at first he was totally trying to talk her out of not letting him save her. Like, he was gonna try to save her and try to bang her later. Like, it was totally that setup, but he's like, oh, okay, I guess I better save this guy.
Oh, better. Yeah, it was great. We were thinking, like, because that all started, we're like, oh, he's Rob Van Dam's Mr. Stereo Girl in this movie.
Yeah, he really was. He was trying to get on everybody.
Yep. He was androgynous, dude. He was going to bang anybody. It's like, as long as I can find a hole. I took too much blow
to
care.
We watched a huge banger of an awesome film called Kung Fury.
That's right.
It's a half hour of pure fucking just joy.
I needed a cigarette to bring me down.
Like, you want to tell everybody about that one, Nate? That's fantastic.
Well, you can read about it on the website by the time you hear this little fucking doozy. But it's a fucking movie that came out in 2015 that actually is more 80s than any other 80 movie I can think of. Like, it's just nonchalant. Like, somebody grabs him by the arm. He's like,
that's my bicep. And the funny thing, that's a main character's voice. He's like, I'm trying to figure out what, he's like a mix of Jean-Claude Van Damme and Jet Li.
Like, yeah,
like
I'm
what?
A cop.
So he's just
that's
fucking
my bicep.
Going around it. They got a fucking hacker that knows how to hack time and hack bullet wounds.
Yep. My favorite thing was when he's like all his bad puns when he would kill somebody.
Oh yeah, it was fucking
like,
great.
Like, but like they were like even worse than like normal. Like they tried to make them even like more awful than normal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it was fucking great. Cause okay, the real reason we ended up selecting this, we're just flipping through the worst of what Netflix has to offer, as I typically do in my free time. And we hit this fucking movie, and the pick is what sold it. And that's the reason I had to watch it. It just shows a dude just in fucking the black old school 80s aviators, which is our Kung Theory dude. But off onto the left and right, there is a Triceratops in a cop uniform, and there is a fucking Tyrannosaurus Rex. So I'm like, what the fuck?
And then you had a Hitler standing next to a hacker.
That's right, yeah. And there's Hitler, who just wanted to be a martial artist. And then fuck it. Like, in the middle of this.
You know, the history books always told us Hitler wanted to be an artist. I guess they never specified he wanted to be a martial artist. They left that out.
Yeah, who knew? So fucking an eagle, a gold-plated eagle comes to life to save Hitler so he can go into the future. And then there's, at one point in time, there's laser raptors.
Just, like, I thought those went extinct thousands of years ago.
It's so fucking great. There's so many fucking weird
shit. And then
shit.
Thor shows up.
And I shit you not, in the middle of this is a live-action Mortal Kombat 2 gameplay scene. Like, you're
yeah,
watching this,
so
and you're like,
fucking awesome.
This is just like, the background people are just running around side to side like fucking idiots. It looked like you're playing a live action Mortal Kombat game. It's fucking amazing.
Yeah, that was awesome. What was the, God damn it, I forgot what part I was going to talk about now. Sarah when he's fighting the arcade machine at the very beginning, it's fucking nuts.
There's a fucking arcade machine that just, like, it can't just shoot you. It has to flip you off first. It was just the middle finger. Yeah, it was fucking great.
And yeah, it check out Kung Fury if you haven't seen it. It's fucking amazing.
It's on Netflix. It only requires 30 minutes of your motherfucking time. And trust me, you will be better off for it.
Yeah, I was really sad it was over.
Yeah, we were all like, oh, damn. I could have used a solid another hour of it.
No shit. And then when you came up, we also watched Attack on Titan, which we watched 3 episodes, right?
Yeah.
I believe. I know I'm not all the way caught up yet, but it was really shit, dude, super good so far.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to see where they're gonna take the rest of this because they're setting some shit up. Real nice like.
Just jump on Country Roll and watch it.
I know I'm going to now for sure. That's especially now that I finished House of Cards, I can just do that now.
Now I have
just gonna
time.
Binge watch the fuck out of it.
Cause I'm a cop.
That's my bicep.
You're the best partner I've ever had.
You know what? We were watching Mortal Kombat this morning before you left, and that little fight scene they do was more Mortal Kombat like than the whole entire Mortal Kombat movie.
Yeah, no, it truly was. That Mortal Kombat movie is great for all the wrong reasons because it's just horrible. Like, Goro is literally in the Mortal Kombat movie. Goro is basically if I took my fucking toy of Goro and started just positioning him around. Like, it's just so fucked. That whole movie's amazing for how bad it is. And it has one song. Like, me and you were discussing that this morning. It's like, oh, the soundtrack. I think it's just like one song. Because it's just a different part of that fucking song that goes on forever.
Yeah, that's like when we were watching Power Rangers, how every cutscene and everything is just like, either the Go-Go Power Rangers song sped up or slow down.
Yeah, I was like, oh, dude, it's silent, but it's in a power chord, because this either is like, fucking emotional. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. Or it's like, bum, bum, ba-da, bum, bum.
Yeah. Yo, we're low-key Power Rangers right now.
Dude, how great is Power Rangers still, though? It's still awesome.
Yeah, when you were as drunk as we were watching Power Rangers, it was awesome.
Oh, it was great. Just flashing lights and
we're just sitting there, like, having drinks, watching Power Rangers, and going, man, our childhood was awesome.
Exactly. Play a lot of Tiger Woods this week. I jumped back into Mega Man 9 for a little bit when I'm playing games this week. So, but not too terribly long. I got bored with it really fast. I'm like on a pretty like, I'm on a dry spell with games. Like, I just haven't found something that's really drug me back into it and made me like, oh man, I really enjoying this right now. I just haven't found a game yet. So,
gotcha.
I don't know. I'm like scared to get one just because since it's summer and I actually like being outside right now. So I don't need something where it's like, hey, I could go outside or I could sit inside and play this game and not do anything else.
Yeah. Or you could just like do what I did where I was like, today, I was like, oh, yo, I'm going to go outside and ride a bike because, you know, I need to sweat out all this alcohol that's in my system. And I walked outside. I'm like, or I can just stand here and I will sweat it all out because it's humid as fuck.
Yeah, dude, it is gross outside.
Mm-hmm. Like, I honestly, now I know how fucking Frosty felt when he got stuck in that greenhouse in the middle of fucking Alaska.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday! Fucking retard snowman stuck in a fucking greenhouse. Locked in here by a shit magician who fucking teleported to Alaska.
Yeah, that guy was a dick. Definitely not one of my favorite Christmas characters.
Messy. He's fucking the sleaziest dude. Like, you know that motherfucker's like, yo, come see my magic tricks in the back of my windowless van.
Yeah, he gives all magicians a bad name, which sucks because a lot of the other magicians are out there doing good.
Yeah, but without that dude,
like Doctor Strange.
Yeah, well, I don't know, man. Doctor Strange as well. Hey, it's in the name.
Yeah.
But no, without that fucked up magician, you wouldn't have Herbert the Pervert on Family Guy. I firmly believe that.
Yeah, you think that's kind of him?
Like, yes. that's what happened when that dude aged. He just like, get your fat ass back here.
I killed a snowman, I'll kill you.
I got something down in the cellar.
Yeah, speaking of Doctor Strange, so that's, I watched a lot of that. I haven't finished it yet. Still got like a half hour left, but man, it's pretty good, I guess. It's all right. You see, I know we talked about it a little bit.
Yeah,
but.
You see what I'm saying, though, after what you've watched? It's like, okay, hey, the origin's good, but I don't see how you do anything else with this shit character.
I actually didn't even think this. Well, the only reason I watched so much of it as it is like the CGI and all the like the animations and shit were fuck. It's amazing, but it's the story is just kind of meh.
Exactly.
There's nothing. I don't know. I don't know. Like, since I haven't finished it yet, I don't know what you mean. Like, how they're gonna go anywhere with? Or you mean like? Are you talking about making it as far as like a second movie or whatever?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know where they're gonna. I don't know. But I also don't know Doctor Strange that well. So
I don't either. But you finish that movie and you're gonna be like, okay, I see how you put him in there as far as like a little character to give him a wink and nod, and yeah, but there's a reason like Doctor Strange is kind of not a big fucking badass character that everybody knows and loves. Like,
yeah,
and that fucking origin story sells it up. Like, yo, hey, it was a good Marvel movie, but after, yeah, you need to stop making that movie.
I'm pretty pumped to see Spider-Man Homecoming when that comes out here soon.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that. I can't wait to see Spider-Man, the first one, for the fucking 30,000th time with a different motherfucking actor. God!
This is only the third time. Unless you count the original Spider-Man movie from, like, the 60s.
I was just being hyperbolic. I wasn't being factual.
Well, you suck.
And by the way,
so what have you been up to?
I need to make.
I'm out of stuff.
Okay, so like you're saying, had some fun. Drunkenly walked around the great city of Des Moines for miles because drinking's fun.
It wasn't miles. It was like a mile and a half.
I don't fucking know. All I know is, yo, if you were out in Des Moines and it was like fucking 3 o'clock in the morning, you could have saw us just fucking wandering like a bunch of hobos.
Indeed, just stumbling around.
Because America. Fucking.
So, I went, played golf, the worst round of my life. I fucking played, lost a golf ball on like 15 of the 18 holes.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's fucking terrible.
That's more than a whole thing of golf balls.
More than a dozen. You're right. It was bad. It was really fucking bad. And I only lost my round by 6 strokes. So I was just sitting there going, "You've got to be fucking kidding me."
Yeah, it's not okay, man.
No, it's not. It was really fucking bad. Let's see. What else did I do? Thought about Wonder Woman some more, because Gal Gadot is, like, I think my next wife. Even though I don't believe in life contracts, I think I need to lock that down.
Yeah, that's probably going to prove a little difficult.
What are you talking about? I don't see the problem here.
I don't know. Like, do you have a strategy planned out?
Walk up and go Bone Zone. You ever watch Lion King?
Good God.
So
take you to the elephant graveyard. That's I got right. A trunk there, if you know what I mean.
All those bones. Look forward to it. Unfun pun. Let's see. So I played some fucking, there goes my lung. So I played some more Witcher 3, fucking modding the shit out of that, just trying to fuck around now. Jumped in. I'm still trying to figure out how the fuck all the mods will go within the Oblivion game.
Right.
Haven't got that one up and running yet, because I'm like, I refuse to play it with mouse and keyboard. Like, I just want my fucking controller. If I can't have my controller, fuck this game.
I don't understand how, like, maybe it's just because, like, I didn't grow up playing on mouse and keyboard, but I just don't understand how people enjoy playing with mouse and keyboards.
Yeah, well, yeah, and, like, all my stuff, I don't have it set up, like, ergonomically the way all this shit is, so it would not be comfortable for me to play mouse and keyboard.
No. Me neither, the way my shit's all set up. But yeah. It's just, like, I don't know. I just like the feeling of a controller better. I don't know why.
No, yeah, I'm with you. I like to be able to sit back on my fucking couch and just relax. I don't want to fucking sit up next to my keyboard and just like,
right,
and have
exactly.
To fucking map all these hotkeys when I just like, yo, just put it on a controller and fuck it. I'll figure it out.
Exactly.
So I did that, fucking fucked around in Skyrim instead. So I can mod the ever-loving fuck out of that game. And just make it more beautiful and fun.
So as one does.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Fucked around, played some Vanquish on the PC. Shit's
Vanquish.
Fun. Vanquish. Vanquish, you get, like, a power suit. If you see this game for the PS3, I really think you'd love it because it's batshit crazy. That's where I first played it, and I bought it for the PC when I saw it it just came out for the PC, but it's out on PS3. You're in a power suit. I can't remember if it's first or third person, but I'm pretty sure it's third, and you fucking just like have jet boosters and you slide around on your ass. You slide all over the place on your ass. I'm just like,
okay.
And you go around and you shoot the fuck out of shit, and it's all single player. But the biggest selling point is at one point in time, you're hanging by a hand, one-handed. And if you fall, you die. You're holding on one-handed. What do? you light up a cigarette because you're a fucking boss. Like, he's just hanging. He was like, yo, if I slip, I die. But let me light this cigarette real quick.
See, I think I would have respected Goro a lot more in Mortal Kombat if he had done that when he was holding onto the ledge.
Use any one of his other three hands to grip instead of just hanging on.
Yeah, exactly.
And speaking of that fucking Mortal Kombat movie, yo, if you've ever watched Highlander, I just realized for the first time today, the fucking Raiden is the Highlander from those old movies. I was like, whoa! Blew my fucking mind. That was Duncan MacLeod running around. Or no, Connor MacLeod. Duncan MacLeod's that...
I have no idea.
Duncan MacLeod's that dude that played it on Sci-Fi. You ever watch? I guarantee you watched those with me at one point in time. The ones on Sci-Fi.
Probably back in the day.
Yeah, but Connor MacLeod's from the fucking movies. The ones with Sean Connery in them that teaches him how to be the
Highlander.
I'm not
drunk, I'm Scottish.
Yeah, and he was a Scottish-ass motherfucker in Scott. That happened. It's a good fucking movie, though. Mortal Kombat was. Enjoyed that, but the... No, you seriously
do... The second one's better.
Annihilation?
No, it's not better. It's
horrible. I was gonna say, wow, that's... Alright. So, yeah, Vanquish. If you ever see that dirt cheap, that's a game that's fun to fuck around in.
There you go.
I'm trying to think what else the fuck I do. I just fucked around, fucking watch some bullshit news. Watch Tropic Thunder. I have a bad
problem. Again? Jesus Christ, you have a problem.
I know. I'm a dude watching a movie.
You're like, your obsession with Tropic Thunder is like my obsession with the movie Friday.
You got knocked the fuck out. Yeah?
Hey, everybody, Smokey's back here taking a shit.
Oh, shit, here come Debo. Yeah. All I remember is that neighbor chick coming out to do her lawn and bending over and them going, damn!
Blackie the Berry, he's like, the older the berry, the sweeter juice. Man, it's Blackie the Berry, the sweeter juice. Oh, yeah, she blacker than a motherfucker, too.
Oh, fuck, man. So, I fucked around and I decided to jump on like a Dragon Age Inquisition just to get out of fucking. Actually, play something on the PS4 instead of just looking at it.
It's like, huh, it's dusty.
Yeah, pretty much. Because all I use my PS4 for anymore is like, well, videos. It's like, okay, Amazon, Netflix, Crunchyroll, or Funimation. I mean, that's it. Because then, I mean, once you get a PC, man, it's just running shit. It just, I don't know. It's because Steam, I just got this giant fucking library, and I go down, and I'm just like, yo, play this. Thank you. Bye. Done. I don't have to fucking swap anything. It's just everything's there.
Yeah, it makes it pretty easy to do it that way.
Yeah. And then I could check things, like how you guys are making us the fastest growing podcast on the internet. It's hot sex.
Not actually correct.
That's my bicep. Keep feeling it, though. Yeah. I mean, we did that shit, but the biggest thing I did all weekend, though, was pretty much like you were alluding to. We came down there, me and you drank, had some fun, fucking we did some upcoming shows that you can look for on the fucking website. But, yeah, I love my drink too much. I have a problem. My drink is delicious.
It's not a problem if you are a functioning member of society.
We very much were. We are so functioning, we got a free shot. Factually correct.
Time.
So, we also did a bunch of looking around old fucking shit. Oh, God. Is it JD's? Or JC?
No, Jay's Seating Hobby.
Okay. So, we are looking at these fucking old... They're just like quick stops for all this used stuff that you can sell back. And it's fucking like games, it's fucking movies, it's fucking toys. It's fucking aimed at fucking people that miss their childhood. So, hey, that's me. So you look at this shit and I'm going through there and all this. and it's just a fucking treasure trove of shit that I don't need, but I want. So I was just staring there, I was just staring at this fucking thing, and I wanted it so bad, but I didn't fucking get it because it's over fucking price. But it's that fucking white face predator that I was staring at you joking with that I should get my fucking daughter as a joke, but really I just want it fucking standing watch right over my fucking computer. Just have a fucking predator just sit there like, I can't do that noise, but I just fucking have some audio cue that. That weird fucking clicking noise it does.
Yeah, the clicking. Who's stepping on a creaky board?
Yeah.
God damn it, Tabitha.
We have.
Get the fuck down. Doctor told you to stay in bed.
Those places are fucking awesome, though, because it's like a little weird treasure trove. In contrast, we also checked out, like, GameStop, and, like, we walked in there, they handed us a bottle of KY and just said, hey, if you want to buy anything, would you like a good butt fucking?
Exactly, yeah, like, I do not like going to those places anymore.
No, it's so fucking bad, especially after you showed me that. It's like, oh, yo, they got old systems. Like, I was staring at the Dreamcast, so for $50, I could have just bought Dreamcast. And I was seriously contemplating
it. Hard to find the games for Dreamcast. That's the only problem with it.
Yeah, I would have had to, I'd have to go online to find them. I guarantee you there's some online
ahead of ours.
There, but yeah, Dreamcast, fuck.
You know what I sold it for, too? I sold it so I could get Halo 2.
Did you really?
Pretty sure me and Jake, we wanted Halo 2 so bad that we sold so many games just to be able to afford it.
For Halo 2?
Yeah.
You sold my fucking Dreamcast? I saved all that money in a Titleist box. I remember buying that shit.
Well, you gave it to us.
I know. You remember that shit, though? No, because you guys helped, too. Yeah. I was saving all money.
Yeah,
I know. You give me
I
money.
Remember that. Yeah, it was awesome.
I was saving all that money. I just had a box of, instead of fucking Titleist Pro V or whatever the fuck they were at that time, I started just stuffing cash in there. It was in my fucking, it was under my couch. How fucking weird was that? Now, looking back at that, I had a fucking dorm room in that house. Like, in the basement. I got my bed. And then the other half, I had a fucking couch and a TV and a fucking PS1 just sit there. I had a fucking dorm
Which
room.
Which house?
Yeah, up on King's Court.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember the couch being in your bedroom, though.
You
I remember
don't?
Just, like, the couch. Like, we had the little entertainment, like, center
had,
thing out in the,
no,
in, out the corner, though.
Like, no, I had a fucking couch in my room.
I don't remember the couch in your room.
Oh, yeah. I had a couch in my room. It was awesome.
I don't know why I don't remember that. Was it like the love seat or something?
It was, yeah, it was something.
The two-seater?
Yeah, it was something. I just had it in my room, though. It's fucking great. I remember
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I did not remember that.
I had that, and I had this big old... I had like a fucking long-ass dorm room set, because then I had my computer speakers with that aux coming down, so they were sitting on top of the fucking... because I had that big, weird, hutch-looking fucking dresser, so I put two... fucking computer speakers up there, and then the aux, I was like, oh, yo, I'm gonna take my Walkman, I'll plug that in here, and I'll play my CDs off this, or I'll take it on the go.
Yeah, I remember that.
So I had, oh, man, yeah. Did all that shit, and it was fucking dumb. And then getting, yeah. That was back when I got yelled at for being on the phone for too long with girls, because I'd be on the phone and it'd be midnight.
God, the 2000s were a weird time.
Yeah, they were. Hey, I need to get on the internet. Get off the phone.
God, dial-up was gay.
It was so fucking dumb, dude. Like, unless you went over to your rich friend's house, it's like, yo, we got two phone lines. One's just for the internet. And those kids had all the porn. All on floppy disk.
All the porn. On floppy disk.
Fuck yeah, dude. Tadashi used to come over to my house with floppy disk like crazy. And then it was funny trying to download them. Because then it was like uploading, and it'd be like a line at a time. So we were all sitting like, oh, there's a nipple. It's just like, zzz, zzz. Just one line at a time. And it was just like a little tiny portion. It was so fucking bad, dude.
That is horrible. God. Now look at the internet. Oh, yeah. Now you have HD porn just being thrown in your face.
And I love it.
And them trying to sell dick pills with it.
Yo, you feel inadequate? You need muscle, bro. Whatever the fuck. They do all that weird shit. But that being said, go get your floppy disk, load them in, and then download this show because you're making us the fastest growing podcast on the motherfucking internet. And then, once you're done downloading onto your floppy disk, why don't you just jump over onto punandgame.com. You can check out everything we got. We got those little snap reviews in case you need to do something a little stinker-tinker. You got some reading to do, son. You can read the new hotness on Wonder Woman. You can read the fucking greatness of Jerusalem or whatever the fuck that is that Wade posted. It's a great movie. Everybody needs to watch it. That's what his snap review was telling you.
I don't believe it says that one bit in there.
You can also jump over to the About section. You can find all the fun shit to follow at Pun and Game. You can follow me and Wade there. We got that shit written out exactly how you need to know it. And then you could jump over back to that About section because then you get this little adjuster there. It shows, you know, hey, the latest and greatest motherfucking podcast. Or you can follow all the podcasts if you're, you know, hate yourself. You can go back and listen to how terrible it was in the beginning to now, where it's hot sex, growing like a motherfucker, thanks to you, fastest growing. And then you can also check out the greatest and latest things that we have to offer via the reason you're here, and that is
Fun Pun Gaming. That's right. If you go to punandgame.com, right on the main page there, you can see the latest two episodes of Fun Pun Gaming. And then if you want to go and you're like, I need to see every playthrough ever through its entirety, well, you just click on the Fun Pun Gaming tab and you get everything you want there. But then, you know, you're still not close enough to us. You're like that stalker, you know. At first you just saw us in an ice cream shop, and then you're like, oh, maybe I'll follow him home, but now it's not good enough anymore just following us home. You gotta get up in the bedroom. If you want to get up in the bedroom, you know what you do? You head on over to YouTube, hit that subscribe button after you search Fun Pun Gaming in the search bar, and you hit subscribe. Bam, you're right in that bedroom just getting dirty, dirty, nasty talked. And that's how you get Fun Pun Gaming in your life.
Damn. Oh, man. I'm not done yet. Keep going. That being said, ladies and gentlemen, until next fucking Wednesday, next hump day to get in that bedroom, you can stalk us till then. We're out.
Always make sure if someone offers you Kool-Aid to let them drink it first.